former Secretary Clinton spoke about our Action for Action policy last year, we continue to pursue the approach of acknowledging progress in Zimbabwe. And I think progress has been made here. The Government of National Unity has produced some good steps forward. The constitutional referendum was held very peacefully. And so just last week, we acknowledged that and by licensing or delisting Agribank and the Infrastructure Development Bank of Zimbabwe, two institutions that I think can play a positive role in development here. We regularly review the list of people and institutions that are on our targeted sanctions list and make adjustments as those are necessary. But I think we've been pretty clear in the last few months that a credible, peaceful election, one that is open to international observation and continuing with the global political agreement and the SADC roadmap to elections, those are going to be key steps forward that we will acknowledge with further reduction of our sanctions.
Talking about the election, they also seem to be this love-hate relationship, if we may describe it that way, between Zimbabwe and the United Nations. In your own analysis, what do you think is the best way forward for Zimbabwe to get funding for elections?
Well, you know, that's really a sovereign matter for the government of Zimbabwe to work out with the United Nations. I think it would be very, very useful for the United Nations to play a role here in elections. I know that there is interest in the donor community to support a UN-based approach for funding or supporting elections, but I think until the government of Zimbabwe and the UN work out the details, none of us can really move forward with that.
As an outsider looking in, would you say that Zimbabwe is ready to hold these elections, or are there still some reforms that need to be implemented?
No, I think there's some important reforms that need to be implemented. These, of course, are not reforms imposed by the outside world. These are the reforms that the people of Zimbabwe decided they wanted when they put the global political agreement in place and when they outlined the roadmap to election. I think that issues, for example, such as licensing broadcast media, making sure that there are a number of broadcast voices here, making sure that all political parties have access to the ZBC, that sort of thing. I think that there needs to be some work to harmonize law with the new constitution. That's going to be very important.